Okay, so light your cigarette.
At Columbia University's Substance Use Research Center, Dr. Ziva Cooper talks through an intercom to people who've come to her lab to smoke pot.
You take the cigarette out of the ashtray.
Cooper sits in a room behind a one-way glass, watching her subjects and giving them instructions.
Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold.
Okay, Dr. Cooper's just demonstrating. I'm the test subject today, and I'm not smoking anything. I'm just sitting in a drab, fluorescent-lit room with a fantastic view of the Hudson River. I can kind of make out Dr. Cooper behind the mirrored glass.
Exhale. Okay, now there'll be a 40-second gap.
If I were really a test subject, I'd be smoking either a marijuana cigarette or a fake but pretty convincing one with pot that's been stripped of THC. The active compound in pot that makes you high and that plays a key role in pain relief. I'd also be asked to take an FDA-approved pill called Marinol with synthetic THC, or a placebo of it. So I wouldn't really know which form of cannabis I'm getting, if I'm getting any at all. I'd steep in it for a while and then,
as soon as we can, we start looking at the pain response.
To test marijuana's pain-relieving properties, I'd submerge my hand in ice-cold water and see how long I could keep it there. Dr. Cooper says her test subjects are often surprised just how cold 39-degree water can be.
A lot of people say, oh, I can do that. But after a few seconds, it really does start to hurt. It's like a numbing, cramping, throbbing type of pain.
Pain that can be reduced by pot cigarettes or Marinol. In a way, the debate about medical marijuana is really about what Marinol can and can't do. If everyone were satisfied with it, there'd be no case for using herbal marijuana to relieve pain and nausea. But many advocates say Marinol is ineffective because there's a lot more to the cannabis plant than that one active ingredient, THC. Dr. Sunil Agarwal from NYU says it's a little like taking vitamins instead of eating whole fruits.
In cannabis, you have not just THC, but you have terpenoids, sesquiterpenoids, phytosterols, and you have these other cannabinoids, and you know plants make these kind of things. There's kind of a therapeutic gamish in there, in the resin.
Agarwal and others say herbal cannabis helps a much longer list of ailments than Marinol, and they've persuaded 18 states to let doctors add pot to their prescription pads. Agarwal recently wrote a medical marijuana primer for doctors in the peer-reviewed Clinical Journal of Pain. He looked at 38 published research trials and says the majority of them, taken together, show marijuana significantly relieving many different kinds of pain.
It could be chronic pain secondary to cancer. It could be chronic pain in multiple sclerosis. If you have an injury to a nerve through trauma, arthritic pain, especially rheumatoid arthritis, was studied in a large trial.
Many people say nothing, including Marinol, relieved their pain from these and other conditions until they tried smoking pot. Dr. Margaret Haney, who works at Columbia with Dr. Cooper, is sympathetic, but she's skeptical. She says there's no solid evidence that smoking herbal pot relieves pain more effectively or works on more ailments than taking it orally as a capsule.
I don't know if there's anything very convincing that oral does not work and smoked does. The vast bulk of the data suggests that if there's an effect, it's THC.
So what does she make of all those people reporting uniquely potent pain relief from smoked pot and the studies in that primer suggesting there's something to it? Dr. Haney says expectations are high when people smoke, and when they get high, in a way that aren't there when people take the oral THC or Marinol. And she says many of the experiments Agarwal cites aren't that rigorous. She says they aren't controlling for the placebo effect the way she and her colleagues do at Columbia.
You can't just give someone a pill and say, what does that do? And then give somebody a joint and say, what does that do? Because guess what's going to win? You know, the joints are going to win every single time.
Dr. Haney says when you do the experiment properly, when you put people in a drab, fluorescent-lit room and give them marijuana cigarettes, Marinol capsules, and placebos, you find the cigarettes and capsules both reduce pain and both let test subjects keep their hands in that cold water longer than without the drugs. Still, Dr. Ziva Cooper says smoked pot and oral THC do have different effects.
Oral THC was slower to peak, but it was more sustained than smoked marijuana, where we saw a much faster peak to that pain-relieving effect, but we also saw a fast decrease back down to baseline.
Around 25 years ago, scientists discovered we produce chemicals in our brains and nervous systems that resemble THC. researchers are still trying to figure out how these neurotransmitters, called cannabinoids, work. Dr. Agarwal from NYU says it's possible this innate painkiller system helped our primal ancestors survive.
Let's say you stubbed your toe and at the same time you're being chased by a saber-toothed tiger. You're not going to be thinking about that tremendous pain in your stubbed toe because you are in a stress response situation and you have to run or you're going to be eaten.
At some point, humans discovered the cannabis plant, which basically plugged right into this system, and the herb has been intoxicating and medicating people ever since. Marijuana is mentioned in ancient Egyptian writings, and the influential 19th century American doctor, Sir William Osler, recommended it for migraines. Dr. Agarwal agrees there should be more research, but he says there's already a lot out there, and he says doctors on the front lines often go beyond what scientists have worked out back in their labs.
Just today in the hospital here, we have patients that we treat for pain using gabapentin, which is really a seizure medicine, but hardly anybody uses it for anti-seizure medicine, even though that's what the label says.
Hundreds of doctors have registered to prescribe medical marijuana in New Jersey, and many thousands have in the other 17 states that allow it. The Federal Food and Drug Administration, which typically exercises an iron grip over prescription drugs, has basically agreed to look the other way. In New York, medical marijuana bills have passed in the state assembly before, and one state senator believes a bill could get through the chamber this year, too. Governor Cuomo has said he's mostly opposed to it, but he says he has an open mind and would take a closer look now that the annual budget has passed. For WNYC, I'm Fred Mogul.